the days. And we all know the history behind this passage. It basically tells us about a man called Joseph. But today we'll just see a few highlights from the life of Joseph that we can relate to our Christian life, and that's something that every Christian will understand. So in 39 verse 2. Can someone help me out in verse 2? Verse starts with the Lord was with Joseph. So that is one most important quality that we should have as Christians. So when we take a look into Joseph's life, where is he right now? He is in Egypt. And is his parents there with him? No. His brothers? No. He is in a totally strange land. There is nobody there with him at that time. But he knows that the Lord is there with him. And that is how that verse actually starts. The Lord was with Joseph. And he has that personal assurance that the Lord is with him. And the second part of the verse tells that he was prosperous. He was prosperous because the Lord was with him. And this prosperity is noticed by his master, the Egyptian. So he sees that Joseph is prosperous. He's actually a slave over there, but he sees that Joseph is prosperous in whatever he does. And as a result of that, the Egyptian master hands over everything into Joseph's hand. And as soon as Joseph takes charge over there, he sees a blessing in everything. And that blessing is extended even into the fields. And the Egyptian is blessed just because of Joseph. So in Joseph's case, this prosperity is material. It's material blessings. But as a Christian, it will not be material most of the time in our lives. It will be mostly connected to spiritual blessings. And so this is what happens when we set the Lord first in our lives. So we must ensure that the Lord is with us. Just like Joseph did, we must ensure that the Lord is with us, and that is the first thing that we need to do. And the second important thing that we see about Joseph is that he had a clear vision, and we all know what his vision was. He knew what God's purpose for him was, right? Because he had a dream. He had a dream, and we all know what that dream was. So he had a clear vision in his mind. He knew what God wanted him to do. So it is true that we accepted the Lord Jesus as our Savior. We got baptized by water and by Spirit. But do we know what God wants us to do for Him? Like, do we realize what God actually wants from us? Like, do we have that long-term vision? Like what is God expecting from us? Joseph had this dream, and even though he was a young boy, he's in a foreign land. He has his dream in his heart. So he knows that the Lord wants him to do something, and someday or the other, it is going to come into realization. And from the New Testament, like we have examples like Paul and Peter. Like, they knew what actually the Lord wanted them to do. They knew what God expected them to do. So as Christians, we should also have this sort of assurance that the Lord wants me to do something, and we should know what it is. So if we do not know what the Lord wants from us, like as of today, if we do not know, it is still not late. We can still go into the presence of the Lord and find out what the Lord wants from us. So there is a verse that I would like to read. Can someone turn to Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11? So it states over there that, "For I know the plans that I have for you, the plans for welfare and not for evil." So it basically states that God has a plan for each and every one of us. We are not here just by coincidence. Every one of us gathered over here have been specifically called out by names, and we are here for a reason. So actually God has something for us, and God has something in store for us. So we need to understand what it is that God wants from us. And as I said, if we do not know what it is, we need to go into His presence and find out what it is, and we need to work towards that, because that is what is going to eventually happen in us. And there is another thing that that could happen in connection to the to this. So God's plans may sound illogical to us in the first place, and that is exactly what happened with Joseph. When he had the dream and he shared his dream with his parents and with his brothers, did they take it in a good way, or did they believe it? No. So they ridiculed him, and they even gave him a nickname. So they called him the dreamer. So God's plans may sound illogical to us in the first place, but later on in life, everything will connect together. Everything will happen as per God's plan. And I honestly don't think even Joseph could understand the meaning of his dream in its complete meaning, because he was just a young boy when he had when he saw that dream. He was way too young to understand the complete meaning, and if you take into consideration his present situation, he probably did not have any qualifications to rule over a country. So I don't think he would have understood the complete meaning of that dream at that time. But he had the dream in his heart, and it was kept in a safe place over there, and he knew what God wanted him to do. So if God has something planned for us, it will happen no matter what. If God has something planned for us, it will definitely happen. But there are certain things that we need to do. And the third thing is that, the third thing that we noticed from Joseph is that there is a waiting time. So sometime back we heard a message about waiting on the Lord patiently. So in Joseph's time, it was a very long time. It was around 13 years, and it was very hard. It was not that easy. So he was sold into slavery by his brothers at a very young age, and he was in prison most of his time. So his waiting period was basically a long one. And what he did during that time is of utmost importance. Because we know he was actually tempted, and he resisted the temptation. He did not fall into the temptation. So that is one thing. So while we are waiting on the Lord, while we are waiting for that promise to come true, we must not fall into any temptations, and we must maintain our faithfulness, purity and integrity to the Lord. That is actually what is most important. Had Joseph failed in this waiting period, he would not have reached what God had planned for him. Those 13 years were very long, I agree, it was very long, it was very hard. But he kept it, but he maintained his purity and integrity throughout those long periods of time. And that is what actually made God to bless him. Also, there is another verse in connection with Revelation. Can somebody read Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 3? We have heard this verse in Malayalam probably. Darshanathin or Abdi Achirikino, and the Samaptilik at Bethapadanu, wherein is same Tamsikimila. So this is true actually. Even though how much time it may take, it will eventually come. But we need to make sure of what we do while we wait for this. We need to maintain our faithfulness, our purity, and integrity, just like Joseph did. And the last thing that we find about Joseph is he has one special quality. That is, once he became the ruler of Egypt, he had a forgiving nature, that is compassionate. So did he basically go behind his brothers and did he hunt them down and did he punish them for all the wrongs? No, he didn't do that. Because he knew, he saw the big picture actually. His brothers actually wanted to harm him. And they sold him into slavery, but maybe at that time Joseph was depressed or maybe he had an anger, but he saw the big picture eventually. He literally had every power in Egypt to punish his brothers, but he didn't do that. He saw the big picture. He understood what God wanted him to do, and he understood how all the dots connected together. And this is one quality that we should have. Rather than reacting or responding to any situation, whether it is good or bad, that happens immediately in our lives, we should wait and see if I should react to it at that particular time. Because whatever happens in our lives, it is from the Lord. Whether it is good or it is bad, it is not without the knowledge of God. It comes from the Lord. We have a verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Can someone help me out with this?
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
Thank you. So we are called according to a purpose. So we are specifically called. And whatever happens, right now we may feel that we are going through some troubles or this is not so good. Certain things that happen to us, is it brought to us by the devil or something like that? But we may feel like that. But that is not how it's supposed to work actually. The verse says that we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. So eventually everything will turn out to be good for us. And let's take a look at what Joseph has to say at the end to his brothers. Can we read Genesis 50 verse 20?
But as for you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive.
Exactly. Thank you. So this is what Joseph tells to his brothers. Like, even though his brothers meant to harm him, the Lord had something else. The Lord had much bigger plans. And it all turned out to be good. We know that the entire nation of Egypt was saved from that famine. And a lot of other people were saved. Just because Joseph was willing to give in himself to the Lord. This, though we may not go through all that Joseph went, we must try to adapt a few of his qualities. I just mentioned four of them over here, but it will be better if we could study the life of Joseph in detail and adapt a few of his qualities. So this reading portion, Genesis 39, verse 1 to 6, we just got a quick glance of who Joseph is and why he was able to accomplish what God had planned for him. Thus, to conclude, I will just do a quick recap of the four things that I highlighted. The first one was that we need to ensure that the Lord is with us. Just like Joseph ensured that the Lord was with him, wherever we are and whatever we face, we need to ensure that the Lord is with us. If that is there, half of the work is done. Secondly, we need to have a clear vision and a goal. Like we are all called for a specific purpose. We all have a ministry in us. So whatever it is, we need to find that out and we need to have a clear vision. And thirdly, things do not happen immediately. Like there is a wait time and that preparation period is very important. We need to prepare ourselves. Each and every day counts. Each and every day we may fall into temptations or we will have tribulations and tough times. And each and every day counts until we reach our destination. In Joseph's case, it was 13 years, and for each of us, it will differ. It will be like 5 years, 6 years. So each and every day counts, and we have to maintain our faithfulness, our purity, and integrity. And lastly, our attitude, right? Just like Joseph behaved when he received his blessings, we need to have a clear attitude, and we need to have an attitude of forgiveness and compassion. We need to see the big picture, not the immediate things that happen in our lives. We need to see and understand what God is doing through us. And eventually, all the dots will connect together and everything will work together for good. May the Lord bless us with these words. Thank you.